Today, I want to talk about fandom fatigue. For whatever reason, we begin to feel burnout from the things that we love. Whether it's because of an outside source or something personal or even the product itself, we just feel like we have to step away.
When you brought up this idea, Al, I thought, well, is this something to do with my social media accounts?
It may just.
I posted just recently on the news of Billy Dee Williams being in episode, I don't know, 9, 10?
9.
It's 9, Frank.
Oh, yeah, it's... It's multiples of three. You think I can figure that out? Billy Dee Williams is going to be in the next Star Wars movie. And I was excited and I posted about it. And then I immediately got some of that Star Wars fan hate. Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
No, that was my beard brushing against the microphone.
No, I mean, I don't know why you were doing that.
What it was I moved.
You nodded.
And I was like, wait, is that me? Yes, it is.
Got it.
And we're keeping this in.
Yeah, of course. This is going to be a Patreon exclusive. No, so I posted it because Billy Dee Williams announced as part of Star Wars. And as soon as I posted about this, and it wasn't even words. I just put an animated GIF of people being excited in front of Billy Dee Williams from a Scrubs episode. Somebody immediately responded with Star Wars fans are terrible for various reasons. And we know what those reasons are. There's a lot of news recently about how toxic Star Wars fandom is, and then it exploded into a debate about whether Star Wars is even worthy of having fans anymore. And that, I think, is one of the big cases of fandom fatigue. But it's not the only one. Before we go deep into Star Wars, there's other things, just like something that was really important to you growing up and you just for some reason don't like it anymore. And it just doesn't read the same way anymore.
Yeah, another thing that's a lot of people are feeling right now is fatigue with Kingdom Hearts. Because it was years waiting for the third one to come out and people were all excited.
And now they're over it.
They're over it. Now the third one's finally here. And all these people are like, all right, I'm glad it's here, but like, I'm not rabid for it
anymore.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that as well.
I feel like I experienced this back during Moffat's run of Doctor Who, but for an opposite reason to most people. I was still enjoying Doctor Who up to a certain point, but every time I wanted to bring up, something I minorly enjoyed about an episode, people would turn around and be like, oh gosh, Moffat's terrible, isn't he? And I'm like, can't I just enjoy the thing I was enjoying a little bit?
That's a weird remix of the toxic fan and how they can make you have fatigue as well. All right, cool. Let's get into this. Star Wars is, the big elephant in the room. My personal feelings for Star Wars are that I love the franchise. I have major issues with some things in the franchise. I'm not going to even go into it, whether it's the prequels or whether, you know, seeing our heroes come back as people. I mean, one of the things people said in the Billy Dee Williams post was that, oh, great, he gets to die in the 9th movie. I get it. I have problems with it. But what I really have problems with is that the entire discourse for Star Wars now is either pro Star Wars or con Star Wars. It's either Star Wars, not that kind of con, that's Star Trek. It's either Star Wars fans are the worst, most disgusting neckbeards who are, they hate people, they chase people off the internet, they're racist, they're misogynist, they're resistant to change, or Star Wars is a perfect vessel that is wonderful and it's in every possible way and you cannot have even the slightest bit of negative feelings towards it. And it's weird. It's very unsettling and I hate having Star Wars conversations now, which is odd for me being a big, big, big fat geek.
I have to completely agree. It's gotten to the point where this was a huge childhood franchise for me. This was something I loved. And then to all of a sudden be like, man, I'm so sick of it. Anytime like I see something in my feed and Facebook or another video on YouTube saying like, hey guys, BT dubs, the First Order wasn't really that threatening. And I'm just like, I don't care. I mean, yeah, I'm sure your opinion's interesting and that video might even be really cool. But I'm just so burnt out by like lots everyone's hot takes. Take. Yep.
Let me ask you something about this. Do you find that this fatigue that's setting in is turning you off from Star Wars itself or just from the discussions of it? Because personally, for myself, I'm excited for more Star Wars movies. Uh-huh. I want to see the new Star Wars movies. I want to read the Star Wars comics. I just don't want to hear anybody else's opinion about it.
100% I'm burnt out on Star Wars. That's the reason I haven't gone to see Solo, because I'm just really? I I'm angry at Solo, even though I have no reason to, because it's like, well, it's another thing for people to talk about. And
oh, so just to clarify, because a lot of people are talking about this aspect of Solo,
yeah.
The people who hate forever, I think The Last Jedi was the linchpin of making people even more irritated than ever in Star Wars fandom, excluding the prequels when they were super irritated, but less social media networks. So a lot of the people who hated Last Jedi said that Solo tanked because people were so disappointed by Last Jedi. Huh, we're right. And the people who were thinking Last Jedi is a very good movie, the only people who have problems with it are racist misogynists. Are saying that the reason why Solo tanked was because I haven't seen this much, but they didn't take less chances. So you're saying you're not interested in Solo because you're sick of the conversation.
I am.
We are on the same page, Al. I'm the same way. Although I did want to see Solo, but I did notice that I forgot about it because I pushed it out of my mind because I'm sick of the conversation.
I think I'm probably more with Pete on this. I'm excited for the media of Star Wars. I went to go see Solo. I'm reading a Lando comic right now. Like, I still love that, but I realize, like, I kind of just rejiggered my Twitter account to be the only place I want to post about things, and I just limited it to only a certain amount of people can see it, and I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation with people. I want to just have a place to output my opinions and just kind of leave them out there. Wait. And I don't give a crap who talks about them.
Well, first of all, let's give us a little bit more detail. Are you on a private account now, or is it or do you like just filter it out so you have like a friends list that
just
you look
filtered
at
it
mostly?
Out so they have a friends
okay, so
list.
You're still publicly posting. So yes. You're the ideal narcissist here.
The ideal
you
narcissist,
think everyone
correct.
Should hear your garbage, but you don't want to hear anybody else's
absolutely.
Garbage. Got it. Ding. Understood. I don't know. For me, I want to make it clear, I actually have no problems with the people who are defending the people who need defended. I don't like the whole gatekeeper aspect that is in almost every aspect of geek culture, if not all culture.
Right.
Right. There's this idea like you can't be part of my universe because you're not this, that, or the other thing. But I 100% recognize that a lot of the complaints that are issued about the media, right, or even just criticisms or just like opinions, are boiled down into the, well, you're a monster, you're a toxic fan because you didn't like the fact that bombs dropped in space because they obeyed gravity, but you didn't complain about it when it happened in the original trilogy. No, maybe, you know, there were a kid in the original trilogy. Someone could have bad opinions without being a complete monster. And I'm only stating this because of how often I will put up something completely innocuous and still get people who are defending against. Maybe I use the block hammer harder. I blocked out all the racist misogynists. So like in the fan club, facebook.com/group/nonpro, I'll say, let's talk about Last Jedi. And people will come in and like, first of all the people who think that women can't be in sci-fi. I'm like, no one said that here yet. No one said that. We're all like good. We're pretty much good people in this thing. We haven't. And I think that's part of it is because we block out the people who are jerks. But it's weird that no matter what, the conversation is always about them in absentia. And that's very frustrating. The example I gave was that imagine trying to, you know, you're happy, it's the holiday season, you're wishing people happy holidays, and then you're either going to get people who are arguing that there's a war on Christmas or people who are going to argue that Christians are intolerant. Like, no, I just wanted to say happy holidays. That's all I wanted. I only wanted to talk about. I didn't want to talk about either of those extremes.
So can this tie back into like people, are you getting tired of maybe being judged for your like of something?
I think that's probably part of it. I judge for my like. For me, it's also partly judged for my dislike. Like if I loved, actually, I don't know if I've ever actually said this. I loved The Last Jedi. I had major problems with it too. And oftentimes if I brought up any of those major problems, I was just like, are you a horrible person? No, I don't know. I just felt like that cantina scene was boring.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know if I run into this so much with Star Wars because there's just such a large conversation about Star Wars. Maybe I didn't take it so personally. But when I was enjoying Moffat's run on Doctor Who for specific things, I felt ambushed every time I mentioned something I'd enjoy about it.
Because you mentioned that, yeah.
Somebody would come back to me and say, well, you really shouldn't be enjoying Moffat's run because of the mistreatment of his female characters, or because of this, or because of that. And don't get me wrong, I 100% understood and recognized a lot of the criticisms and things that were poorly done about his run. There were also concepts I really enjoyed, and I felt maybe a little judged that I was liking a thing in a nuanced way, instead of just outright, you know, boycotting it because it was awful, or having to agree that it was always the best and nobody did anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're coming off sounding like very much like we're criticizing people for feeling expecting more from their media. And I don't think that's what we're saying.
No.
I have no problem with people saying the misogynists who chased a female actress off a role or off of social media are horrible people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if I really enjoyed this scene involving that character, or if I had a problem with that scene involving the character, it can exist outside of the narrative that of the toxic fan.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, my wife agrees with me, one of my favorite characters from Moffat's run of Doctor Who is River Song. Mm-hmm. But she's generally pointed out as being the most troublesome character because of her plotline and her relationship to the Doctor. And it isn't without merit, but I feel like I can still enjoy this really cool character, you know?
Right.
Outside of that.
Yeah, and I think you also said something interesting when we talked about this earlier, where, like, Moffat may not have a great track record for a particular thing, but it's not as if he's the only person making these programs.
Exactly. He's you know, working with a team of people. Like any other media, there's a lot of people involved in making those decisions, and it's not solely on one person.
So if you like the portrayal of a particular, well, first of all, like the actress, for example, or the writer, then maybe all the benefit goes to that person, despite working in a hostile, not really hostile, that's a little hard, but like a non-ideal situation. I get it. Doctor Who was better before the reboot. I agree with your concept. Yes.
I actually have an interesting story about Doctor Who as far as how I got burnt out on that, which is weird because when I was in college, it was kind of like my college show. It was like, you know, I had during the Russell T. Davies era, even before David Tennant, like, I just was like, this was cool. This was my show. I enjoyed it. There were a couple of people that I knew about it. But then it went from being this sort of like show I enjoyed to this huge cultural phenomenon. And not that I don't, like, not that that's a bad thing. Not that, like, oh, okay, it's big. It's huge. I'm glad it succeeded. I'm glad more people are enjoying the show. But it quickly became this thing where it's like, okay, now it's just everywhere. I can't walk anywhere without, like, oh, do you want a TARDIS with some gum in it? And, like, no, not really.
I would love that. Yeah. I, as an old school Doctor Who fan, I'm so proud that I do not have this. See, now I'm recognizing in other people that I don't like it when you do it, but I'm fine when I do it. Because I see, like, I'm an old school Doctor Who fan, and I really like the commercialization of Doctor Who recently. I'm like, oh, this is great. I like it.
There's more gum on the inside.
Yeah, and I have...
there you go.
I'm very happy that I'm able to have those feelings, that I'm not arrested in my development the way you are. But I do recognize that I have that same issue. I'm not meaning to be mean, but I'm going to keep being mean. Yeah, it's like, I when it hits you, it hits you. When you burn out, you can't help it.
Yeah. I can't think of even one where I did that to myself. Well, I absolutely 100% did, because I discovered Star Trek, like, so late in life.
Gene Roddenberry discovered Star Trek.
But no, really, like, because I watched Voyager sort of a little bit in college, and I was like, I'm kind of enjoying this, and then decided, let me see where this all is. And thankfully, all of Star Trek is on Netflix.
You got into Star Trek from Voyager?
Oddly enough, yes.
I'm not judging you, I'm just surprised a little.
That was what was on. It was on all the time.
It's like being really impressed by the men's room at Chili's.
This art deco is really nice. Anyway, but no, I went and I decided, like, all of it's on Netflix, I'll just watch it. I'll watch all of it. And I decided to just watch TOS and TNG and DS9 and the animated series, which actually is really good. I did not expect it to be that, as good as it was. And immediately I was like, well, I'm done. Like, I was huge into it
done, and you walked away.
Yeah, for a large amount of time, just binging through all of those shows and just talking, and, like, talking with people about them, be like, man, DS9 was one of the best shows ever. It's like, really being into it. And, like, and it took forever to go through all that, because it's a lot of TV to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then as soon as it was over, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that again.
There's no reason for this? Like, you just...
It just happened. All of a sudden, I was like, because I'd missed out on it for so long.
Due diligence, I have to investigate this. Was it that... What's the last thing you watched? Was it the rebooted movies, or...
No, it was, well, no, actually, technically, it was the it was one of the rebooted movies, was technically one of the last things I watched. But the last thing I think I got all the way through was DS9.
Okay, was it DS9 that made you think, oh, I'm done?
No, because DS9 was great. So you enjoyed it? It kind of had a weak sauce ending, but it was still really good.
So do you also feel, I'm sorry, did I cut you off? My esteemed colleague has some questions for you as well. Did you also feel that now you don't want to watch, let's say, your favorite episodes of Voyager or the original series or the animated series you just said were surprisingly good?
The only thing I can go back to are like a few select episodes of TNG, and that's kind of about it. Like,
wow. You really did burn yourself out for no apparent reason.
For no reason. Like, because I went through all of it. Like, I tried to rewatch DS9, and I'm like...
So, Pete, do you have any questions for the...
I was just curious, you know, if, like most of America, it was you got to Enterprise, and I'm like, you know what, I don't need
I loved Enterprise.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
I love the hell out of Enterprise.
I also love Enterprise.
Season 1 through 2.5, maybe, and I can't remember when I stopped. I know what happened when there was a lot. I was like, oh, I can't wait for the next episode. I did not watch it. It was a giant laser burned a hole in part of the
and
Earth.
That whole season, which is season 3, and it's the whole Zindi War, it's awful. But season 4, way up.
So
way
better. I picked the right time to stop watching.
Skip right. season 3, just come back to season 4.
I may still have these on VHS, recorded off of... Yeah. Of TV.
I'm going to be real. I completely skipped out on Enterprise. Like, there are a few episodes I've watched of it, and I, like, remember being like, this was pretty good.
Yeah.
But they were definitely scattered. Like, no, it was after DS9. I didn't even go to Enterprise. I was just like, oh, I'm out.
Anybody else have something that they're burned out? I'm surprised I'm not burned out on superhero movies at all. Everybody keeps talking like, it's going to be the Westerns, it's going to go away. And I'm like, I'm all in.
I'm good.
I cannot believe that as a grown geek adult, I've yet to see Justice League. Years after there was every once in a while I'll be driving to my job with my Batman underwear on, and I'm thinking, there was a Justice League movie. The Justice League had a movie, and I didn't see it. I cannot believe, and I'm not even judging the movie, I just cannot believe.
Well, I'm just gonna toss this out here. I got burned out on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I watched the original animated series and probably got a few seasons in. I couldn't even tell you anymore where it was. But I just hit one point there, and I'm done. I haven't watched any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles since. I think it was somewhere around Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie 3. You know, where they go back in time to samurai days.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I think I just stopped consuming all Turtles stuff at that point. I never saw the computer animated movie TMNT.
Yeah.
I never saw anything after that, and no desire to, and I don't think I ever will. That's all I have to say about that.
Really? Wow. Wow.
Man, I can kind of relate to this, as in I'm feeling a lot of burnout on Transformers right now.
Like, good. Good. Welcome to the... All right, go on. What do you mean?
I'm going to be straight. Like, it's just, there's so much. There are multiple TV shows. There are multiple toy lines. And it's become so much to keep up with. The comic books are ending, which means that not only did I have to, is that whole series gone, but I got to work, the next one's going to start up. There's one internet show ending, another TV show is going to start, and there's another TV show besides that that's going to happen, and there's still the live action movies that are going on, and all of these have a toy line, and then of course there's the toy line that's about like generations and stuff. Like, there's just so much of it,
and they all happen in different continuities.
Yes.
All right, so what I'm going to analyze this, what is it about that you don't like? Is it that there's so much now you don't want to consume anymore? Or is it that there's so much that you feel like it's watered down? Like, what is it?
Oh, I think it's hard to keep up with. It's just so much, not even necessarily to consume, but just to like keep track of. There's just a glut of it.
Superhero television shows. I said that it was not burning out about superhero movies. I am burned out on superhero TV.
God, yeah.
I cannot. I mean, I feel like Arrow and then The Flash and then even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Inhumans and Cloak and Dagger and all of it. I just couldn't. It's too much.
I like, Frank, I don't know if you still have your TV app, but yes. I keep track of like my shows so I can visibly see what I burned out on. And man, let me tell you, it is The Flash. It is Arrow. It is Supergirl. You know, it is Preacher. I never started Legion. It's just nonstop. But
Yeah, but like it's hit or miss. In fact, I'm more likely to be interested in a fandom if it's more cohesive. Like Sherlock, BBC Sherlock, like oh, 3 episodes every 3 years? In. I mean, I could do this. But I think that's a different thing from what we started off with. Oh, we're running out of time. So I do think that is a different thing from what we started off talking about, where like the fandom itself is what pushes you out and burns you out. And I think that is tragic. I really do think it's tragic. And I don't think it's One Direction. I'm not talking about One Direction fans.
Burn that on them.
Yeah. Ooh, but, I think it's like part of it is, yes, there are a lot of toxic fans out there. But when, for me at least, when you allow the toxic fans to basically become point and center of every conversation, it's worse. It makes it worse. You've almost made them win. I'm not saying ignore trolls or ignore bullies or whatever. That's bad advice. Fight them in the trenches, you know, fight them back. But I don't know, man. I just feel like it sucks that we can't just geek out about things in many situations.
I think, and I don't know if this is too much of a segue, but I think that's one of the things I've enjoyed about jumping on to like something really fresh and new. Like not as far as concept, but like a fandom that is new, right? So it's not, you know, it's not steeped in like DC or Marvel or Star Wars or Star Trek, where they've got, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of history to it. You know, this is a new idea that I can jump into, and there's a whole bunch of fresh new fans, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm really enjoying that, and that really reinvigorates me.
Like Rick and Morty.
And that's an example of terribleness.
See, like there's the instinct to listen to that would be like, yeah, there's something about being too attached to something for too long. We even heard it in that one thread about Star Wars. Like Star Wars fans are just too precious with their Star Wars. That's the problem. That's why they're at fault. But I don't think so. I think jerks exist everywhere, yeah, including in brand new Adult Swim cartoon shows that don't get the fourth season for another 2 years. Like I just feel like there's got to be an answer that is, fight these people back, the toxic fans, but also don't let them ruin your fun. That's my big takeaway. And also maybe just for all the other kinds of burnout is pace yourselves. Not everything has to be a binge. Some things are a marathon. Movie marathon. Yeah. Why are we talking about binging movies and TV shows? We should go back to talking about marathoning them. What an intriguing idea.
Yes, quite.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
How foreshadowing.
Howdy, folks. This is Frank from non-productive.com interrupting your podcast feed for this urgent message. We're putting on our first Kickstarter, and we need your help to reach our goal.
And beyond!
NonPro is planning a movie night, a movie marathon where we're streaming some of the best of the worst flicks of all time. And we're raising money to cover operating expenses for the year. Every dollar you donate gets us closer to some truly, truly terrible films. And we're going to stream the entire experiment for you, our loyal fans and supporters. Oh, and hey, we're also donating some cash to the ACLU, because protecting our right to speak out is sort of important, don't you think? And if you support our Kickstarter, there are some awesome rewards in it for you, including watching some ridiculously amazing films with us in studio. To donate, please head over to non-productive.com/movie night and show us your support. Thanks.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.